We're back on with wildlife biologist Brian Roll from the DNR, and I appreciate some more of your time, Brian.
No problem. I always enjoy talking with you, Adam.
Well, we covered the bear checks, which surprisingly have continued, it sounds like, at the Marquette office. And I'm hopeful that the Marquette office will get back to the harvest numbers from last year, at least. But only a few days left, but they're continuing to come in. That's the good news. Grouse numbers seem to be better than we thought earlier this year, with big coveys, and now they're broken up. And you were saying you were experiencing about 4 flushes an hour and hearing about the same from other hunters, huh?
Yeah, I really am. It seems like the little further west you go, the better the bird numbers. I know a lot of guys are seeing a lot of woodcock, but what I've noticed, at least over the weekend, some of the spots where I've hunted, a lot of those woodcock are gone already. They're already heading south.
No kidding.
Which is to be expected.
Huh, okay. Well, let's switch now to waterfowl, which has been kind of spotty this year.
I guess so. I've had a lot of complaints about waterfowl, asking where are the birds.
Right.
And I have to agree with them. I haven't seen any divers or any lesser geese or anything like that would indicate those northern birds are coming.
That's really strange to me, because just the other day, Saturday morning actually, I saw a nice flock of graters come through, and I thought, man, it just feels like it's late for them. They're usually the first ones to come through.
Yeah, I know. I know the goose hunters are kind of scratching their head for trying to figure out where the birds are. And the duck hunters, I mean, yeah, there's some local birds still, bouncing around. But, geez, like I said, I have not seen any of our traditional northern late diving ducks that we come to enjoy here in the UP.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, maybe this next big front that comes through might bring them down, huh?
It's possible. I am still hoping that they're yet to be here. Some guys are thinking, really hoping they haven't missed them.
Wow.
I just can't believe we've missed them. Not totally. I mean, they got to be coming yet.
Well, we got plenty of water in all the spots they like to rest at coming down across Lake Superior.
Yeah, there is no shortage of water, that's for sure.
what puddle ducks have you seen already come through, if any major ones?
Just your typical mallards. I haven't seen much. There was a few straggler teal. That was earlier, and I'm sure they're gone by now. The wood ducks are always bouncing around, so I expect there's probably still some of those around, so I would guess you still could find some local wood ducks and mallards, but like I said, your northern birds that we really expect to see, your golden eyes and buffleheads and even the scop, just aren't here yet.
Hmm. All right, well, let's finish with our deer herd then. Bow season continuing to go along here. I'm hearing a lot of complaints about the wind hurting things, but the days that things calm down, boy, it sure seems like people are seeing a lot of deer.
They are. And just when we talked last time, we were talking about, really nice antler growth. And that really has continued. It's really kind of coming true what I suspected. This morning I checked just a beautiful 3.5-year-old deer. Just a real dandy high tying 8-pointer taken locally here near Marquette. The 2.5-year-old bucks are just really nice 8-pointers and some heavy 6s at 2.5. The kind of stuff you're pretty excited to see.
Yeah, that's cool that you had a couple of nice deer checks since we talked last, too.
The one I checked this morning, again, was just a really beautiful deer. Really high tines, just a really nice 8-pointer, and he is getting it mounted.
All right, Brian, well, I appreciate your time today, and we'd like to check back with you or get you back in the studio sometime in the near future here as we get into the rut.
Yeah, Adam, let's get together soon. I always love talking with you.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist from the DNR, talking about the Marquette County and part of Alger County. Deer, birds, and bear checks right here on The Outdoor Show.